With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. A $95 billion package of foreign aid for Ukraine, Israel, and other U.S. allies approved Saturday by the House. After months of turmoil on Capitol Hill, the whole package now goes to the Senate, which could pass it as soon as Tuesday. Speaker Mike Johnson's put his job on the line, relied on Democrats' support every step of this process. He said why it took so long.
We had to get the government funded in our appropriations process. We had to reauthorize the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. We had a lot of important measures that had to be done, and we got to this as quickly as we could.
The four bills to provide aid to Ukraine, Israel, Indo-Pacific allies, and a measure dealing with TikTok were all overwhelmingly approved. President Biden's promised to sign the package. Meanwhile, in the upper chamber, the Senate votes to continue a controversial surveillance program.
The Senate went past its midnight deadline, reauthorizing Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, which allows intelligence gathering without a court warrant. U.S. security officials say the measure, first authorized in 2008, is crucial in disrupting terrorist attacks, cyber intrusions, and foreign espionage. The surveillance tool targets non-Americans in other countries, but it does collect communications of Americans who are in contact with targeted foreigners. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at SRNNews.com, another thumbs down for former President Trump's lawyers.
A New York appeals court judge has once again denied a request by Donald Trump's attorneys as they seek to have the case moved outside of Manhattan. Justice Marcia Michael issued the ruling minutes after a brief hearing. The failed attempt came only hours after the jury selection process concluded in Trump's criminal trial.
Norman Hall reporting. SRN News. A survey suggests America's youth pastors are ill-equipped for the job.
According to a poll conducted by Arizona Christian University, a lot of the men who are leading young people in local churches lack a biblical worldview. The survey finds only 54% of youth ministers believe that Jesus is the only way to salvation. Just over one-third of them think that there are absolute truths. And only 62% of youth pastors are confident that the Bible is the true word of God to all people. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
German lawmakers approved legislation that will make it easier for people who are living as the opposite sex to change their name and gender in official records. The law is one of several social reforms Chancellor Olaf Scholz's liberal coalition government pledged to enact when it took office in 2021. Prior to this, Germany required individuals who wanted to change their gender on official documents to first obtain assessments from mental health experts. SRN News. Home values in Detroit have increased by billions of dollars.
The increase comes after the city's exit from the largest municipal bankruptcy in U.S. history, and it's especially beneficial to black homeowners. A University of Michigan Poverty Solutions study says added home value for black residents increased 80% between 2014 and 2022. For black homeowners, estimated home values rose from $3.4 billion to $6.2 billion over that period. Detroit filed bankruptcy in July 2013. It exited in December 2014. John Scott reporting.
Former Arkansas Governor and U.S. Senator David Pryor, who was one of the state's most beloved and active political figures, died in Little Rock on Saturday. David Pryor was considered one of the Democrat Party's giants in Arkansas and remained active in public life even after he left office. David Pryor was 89 years old. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom.